A Pakistani family is among the last groups of refugees to be resettled in the United States as new federal guidelines restricting refugee arrivals are expected to go into effect next week. Carmel Del Shad of Here and Now contributor WAMU was at Dulles Airport in Virginia last night when the family arrived.
Kristen Kimbart is eagerly awaiting her friend's arrival.
I sort of have to keep pinching myself that this is actually happening.
Though Kimbart's only been at the airport for an hour, in a way, she's waited for years for her friend and former colleague from Pakistan to be allowed into the U.S. as a refugee.
It's all coming together in a crazy, what feels like a very crazy, fated event.
Kimbart and Shaista Siddiq became friends years ago when they both worked for the International Rescue Committee in Pakistan. Kimbart went back to the U.S. and Siddiq stayed in Pakistan, where conditions for Christians like her worsened in her hometown. So Siddiq, her sister Rahila, and her mother Doris fled their homeland. Now, they're among the last refugees to be resettled in the greater Washington region, at least for now. The U.S. is about to hit its limit of how many refugees can be allowed into the country before the fiscal year ending September 30th. And the Siddiqs don't have family or jobs lined up in the U.S. In other words, if the Siddiqs didn't come soon, they wouldn't be allowed into the country. And so Kimbart and Siddiq's lives are about to converge yet again, miles away from Pakistan and under the bright fluorescent lights of Dulles Airport.
I will probably scream and yell their names so we can get their attention and make sure they know that, you know, we're here with open arms to receive them.
As more and more people walk out of customs with their baggage in tow, the welcome crew gets more and more antsy to see the Siddiqs. Finally, they arrive. Two women in their 40s, dressed in black pants and blouses, and their elderly mother in a wheelchair. Kimbart didn't yell or scream, but she did cry as she embraced her friend, Shaista Siddiq. In between tears of relief and long hugs, Siddiq says finally being in America is bittersweet.
Feeling like, of course, saved and free. But of course, we will take time to get normal.
For Siddiq, getting back to normal means moving on from the painful experiences she went through with her family. Now she says she craves only one thing.
Peaceful life. Yeah, we suffered a lot. So many traumas. No more traumas.
The Siddiqs left Pakistan after receiving death threats because of their Christian religion. Shaista Siddiq's father was killed during a shooting in a church. And she's hoping to leave those memories behind as she forges a new life in America with the same ambition she had back home.
I'm a woman who wanted to live always in Pakistan with dignity. And of course, I want some security for my living and for my job and want to live and serve America with dignity. We need just love and care and nothing else.
The Siddiqs head to their new home, where a fridge full of Pakistani food staples brought by a community aid group awaits. For Here and Now, I'm Carmel Dalshad in Washington.